time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
The rest of us can't tell whether you're bellowing at a coworker or at your imaginary friend. But there's one thing we can tell, your incredibly inflated sense of self-importance.
That's right, you're the only one that matters.
When we see that stupid wireless set strapped to your head, we wish it did have a wire, so we could strangle you with it and get some peace.
That would make a nice ringtone.
I'll call someone who gives a crap.
Like some other idiot with a Bluetooth, yeah.
So the next time you're frightened by the sound of someone having a loud, one-sided conversation, don't worry. Most likely, it's an escaped mental patient. Or worse, it could be Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User, a real American hero.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
I really gotta get me one of those.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
After a long weekend, it wasn't too long, right?
No, I mean, it wasn't like 5 days.
No.
The typical 2-point-something days, right?
It felt long. Anyway, good morning. It's Monday, July 19th, and we're back in the studio live.
Hello, everybody. This is Smooth Talk with Sam and Kara. Smooth.
Yeah, you already look relaxed and everything, rested.
I am. I feel really good. So, yeah? But yeah, you had a nice weekend, and now you're complaining it was too long. Can't you ever be happy, Sam?
Did I say it was too long? I just said a long weekend.
You said it felt long.
Yeah, well, it seemed like it. What can I tell you?
And the birds are chirping too loud, the sun is too warm, and it feels just too good outside. I'm just playing with the attitude.
Yeah, how are you dealing with the heat so far?
Let's talk about that. Okay, guys, I know we shouldn't complain because 99.9% of the time in LA, the weather is fabulous, but it has been a little bit stifling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I stood in front of a fan for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we only have
sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was very, I hope you didn't miss that. And then we have an AC unit.
Uh-huh.
We don't have central AC and heat, as most people on the other side of the hill don't.
Right.
Unless it's new and bougie, but it ain't. So at old school. So yeah, I stood in front of that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's how you spent half the weekend?
Yeah. No, actually, I just packed it up and went to the beach.
Oh,
I did.
See.
I was like, you know, we're real close to the beach. I'll do all my work down there. I did the stairs in Santa Monica, really great. My calves are hurting, but everything's good, and it's literally a 20-degree difference or close to it.
It is.
I mean, literally, it was 75 degrees, 75, maybe 78.
Yeah.
At the beach.
Was it packed?
I mean, I didn't like to hang out on the beach. I just ran around in the town. And,
I see. Okay.
You know, did my stuff.
Sounds good. Sounds boring, actually.
No, it's not. It's happy. My life is crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. It's crazy, but sometimes it's boring.
No, it's not boring.
So, did you do anything exciting?
I feel like I did too much. What did I do? I went out with some friends, saw the movie Inception.
Ah.
That was good.
Yeah?
It was really good.
Do you feel
really
you have
good.
To see it again? They say you have to watch it twice.
I think they probably did it like that on purpose so people keep going back. It's a really good film.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
it's really good. It's a little long, but it was well worth it. And we went to the Vista in Los Feliz, which is a great old theater. And, they only show one showing of a movie at a time.
Right.
And but it's funny, you know. You're in the line to get in, and the manager dresses up like the movie. Every movie he dresses up like. It's really cute.
Yeah.
And there's just so many crazy characters in the Hollywood area. So I'm five people in front of me. One dude's like, he's like, dude, you can't come in, sir. He's like, why? He's like, you're too drunk. Bye.
Really?
The one dude's too drunk or too high, pushes him away. Next, with these two senior citizens are trying to play off that they were senior citizens. He straight up called him out. He asked for their ID, and then he made him get back in line to buy the right ticket. I was like, only in L.A., man. Yeah. I love it. You know, they're hardcore. They're just ball busters. You're not going to get away with it, you know?
Cool.
So it's just interesting characters. And then the nighttime has been beautiful here. It's just really, really feels good. So I did a couple night hikes around my area.
Okay.
I was afraid I'd see coyotes.
Still sounds boring.
Okay, it's not boring. What'd you do?
Inception was the highlight of your weekend.
Whatever. I enjoyed life. What did you do?
Yeah, I worked.
That's so exciting. Hey, I love our new feature, by the way.
Which one? The search?
Yes.
Yeah, do you like that?
I love it.
You can find anything you want.
I love it.
Huh?
Good job. Yeah. Kudos.
We added a search feature. It's actually like a search engine.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah. And so if you go to our website, you can find any guests that you're looking for or topics and
do
things
like
that.
Do you have to do it yourself? I mean, do you build it yourself? This whole
thing? No. It's powered by Google, but you have to pay for it, obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
And I had, So, but at any rate, let's bring in our guest for today. I don't like keeping people waiting. So why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Okay, everybody, from the mean streets of L.A. No, he is an amazing guy, a really cool, funny dude, and he is an attorney here in Los Angeles. And I'll let him tell you how we met, or maybe not. And but he's really cool. Give it up for Sander.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to
the
show.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing?
So we've got a very good-looking lawyer. And I'm not used to lawyers being younger than me.
Really?
So I'm kind of like not respecting him as much as I would.
Nice.
Yeah. No.
So your name is Sander or Sandor?
Sandor.
Right. That's what you said. And you call him Sander.
Sorry, Sandor. Really? I mean, like...
You can't find me in Home Depot. It's Sandor, not Sander.
Oh, okay. Can't find you in Home Depot. Yeah. So, let me paint the visual. Sander's a hunk. He's beefy. And he's tan because he's addicted to the sun and being out and being like the cool dude at the beach. And he's got a little bit of blonde highlights, even though it's naturally dark. Because people ask you that, right?
No highlights.
It's natural.
Yeah.
And he's a real dude's dude. And I think the funny thing about Sander is he's like really laid back. He's not really laid back, but he's really street. And yet he's like super legal man. And I just think that's a cool combo.
Street legal. Wow.
Street
sounds
legal.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds good to
me.
And
I guess you could tell him how we met because people get a trip out of this. Even though I don't really want people to know this, but whatever.
Starbucks is fine.
We'll say Starbucks. Go for it.
Actually, as a matter of fact, we met, gosh, it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a dating site, and I hit you up, you replied, and I had aspirations of, things coming to fruition, and they didn't. Nevertheless, we're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's hot. I'm very flattered.
Was that like one of the Christian sites?
No.
It can't be, right?
It wasn't, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the
no.
Christian thing, I remember
so
that.
So you're not only on the Christian sites.
This was back when I was like, let me just try this one out.
I see.
Because it's free, but and then I realized it's just not going to happen for me this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you saw her picture, and you go, wow, right?
Well, don't force the dude to compliment. He's hesitant.
I mean, no, I can imagine how it went. You know?
Well, I mean, anyway, we don't need to go down that path. But the thing is that...
We do.
No, we don't. We just hung out, and, you know, he's just a different dude, and he, you know... I'm the weird one. I'm the weird one. That's like...
You're the Christian one.
Yeah, there we go.
But
you're
the capital C.
How did he stand out to you from all the other guys?
No, he's just funny. He was funny, and he's really cool, and he's a great conversationalist, and he was normal. He was just like...
Normal?
Yeah, kind of normal.
Halfway normal.
But he'd love to eat.
Yeah.
He loves eating. I told you that's a total turn on for me. So he's like talking about food.
Yeah, she's into food and sensuous and all that stuff.
Yeah, and he's all talking about like some place you get like carved beef. Where did you go? Oh, you went to some Brazilian buffet or something?
Oh, my God, yeah. The Brazilian meat orgy over there at the LA Farmers Market, the Pampas Churrascaria. It's very good. It's epic, yeah.
Yeah, so no, he had me at beef.
He had you at beef.
No, I was like, check this thing out. Let's just see what happens. Maybe I could take him to church and get him saved. Let me dunk him in some holy water. It didn't work. But.
Yeah. Did she hit you with the God stuff the first time you met?
Actually, the first half an hour, probably.
Yeah. It doesn't take her long.
Yeah. But
you probably went, what have I done here?
No,
but you know, there's
I went,
love.
Well, you know what? All right, it's a challenge. I've heard everything before, including the God stuff.
Yeah.
But she's for real.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just like normally, because it does kind of turn guys on for like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They think it's like a challenge and that it's just a game you play.
Yeah.
And then I think after a while they get pissed.
So now, before you met her, what did you picture before you met her? I mean, you didn't know she was well endowed and everything, right?
No, you kind of hid that.
Yeah, I have to.
Otherwise, you get 1,000 messages, right?
Oh, it's dirty and nasty.
Boob lovers.
Yeah, it's just too much. No, I mean, I think we met each other. I wasn't dressed up, and we were like, we went on a hike or something.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like low key.
It's a weird, like, night hike or something in Griffith Park.
I was like, hey, you want to go on this night hike? And then I brought Sarah. It's like a chaperone.
You did? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Chaperone. It wasn't a chaperone. Yeah. No, I just thought it'd
be totally
fun.
A chaperone.
No, I just thought it'd be fun for us all to hang out.
Yeah, but he probably thought, what the hell? I'm going on a
cool.
date here.
No, he's cool. He's cool. He's like down for whatever.
That's what you think.
Anyway, he met a fabulous woman, so he's doing good. He's not hurt.
Oh, really? Wait, is that your friend? Or
whatever. You're doing good. He's doing good. He's a hot hunk, and he plays volleyball at the beach.
Oh, I see.
He's addicted. Volleyball. He's one of these. I'm going to make it a big deal. Like, he's one of these dudes that's like, yeah, sunshine, like, freaking hikes and.
Do you surf too?
I mean, no, actually, I don't surf.
Picture?
I don't surf.
But he's very intelligent too.
I see. Okay.
Relatively.
So, so you're an attorney, right?
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been doing
I've
that?
Actually, I just got sworn in December.
Wow.
And,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. It's quite the arduous task. It's the uphill battle for a little while. But you know what? I loved it. Law school was fun.
Yeah.
And I really love what I do.
How many totally years awesome. In school altogether?
It was law school is 3.5 years. And then the bar exam is just something else.
Yeah.
It's quite something, especially in California. The passage rate kind of sucks.
Really?
But, you know,
well, tell them the passage rate is only 45.
Well, when I took it, I think it was like around 45-50% or something.
Really?
It's nuts. As long as I'm within that percentile, I'm fine. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cool.
So you passed the first time?
No, it took actually a couple times for me to pass.
Yeah. I think for most people.
I love a lot of friends that are lawyers that it took. No, but I don't know anybody that's passed the first time.
It's really tough. It's really tough.
But he's kind of kicking ass. He's winning his stuff and he's doing really great. And we hung out a little while ago.
I think it was about a month and a half ago or something.
Yeah, and he told me some really funny stuff. I said, are there any off topics about the radio? Of course, he said off topic, so I'm not going to bring him up. And he said, and if you do, I'll freaking sue your ass. And he goes, I'll liquidate everything you have. And he starts listing all this stuff he's going to do. I'm like, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are you going to liquidate?
Squeezing
exactly.
blood from a stone.
I'll just take all my shoes I have. That's about it.
Nice.
Anyway, but no.
I know a place to sell those, by the way.
You know what?
I know a place to sell those, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Punk, that's not happening. He's like, I'll liquidate your stuff. Anyway, but we were talking about like some of the cases that you've won, and you said, I said, hey, you can't sue X, Y, and Z, and he said, no, you can find any way, even in a contract, to like, oh, what were you saying?
Well, I've got this one client. He's a manufacturer of just widgets. You know, I mean, he makes those like little ink tag things that go on the clothes, like at Macy's and Bloomingdale's. You know, those things that prevent shoplifting and stuff. I mean, he has factories. Really good guy. I've known him for about 10 years. His company signed a contract that said no refunds in big, big, bold letters. It was underlined. It was just ridiculous. Nevertheless, you know, they ended up asking for a refund, and the other people, you know, pretty much told him where to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired me to do it, and I got their refund. So it worked out. Yeah, it was a five figure refund. So
really?
You know, it counted. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
So you do mostly like business law and things like
all
that?
All business stuff for now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I do is I work for actually a great company. It's set 2011. It's going to be a convention at the LA Convention Center. It's like an eco green type thing, biofuel, a lot of technological stuff. And I do in-house work for them. I do transactions. I write those crazy 20-page contracts. I'm that guy, yeah. And that's basically what I do.
Yeah.
And on the side, I do have autonomy. I have my own like little litigation practice. So
that's cool.
That's
so
what
you
I like
keep
to focus
busy.
On. Yeah. Yeah, I try.
I'd
yeah.
hire. I mean, if I could, I would hire him if I needed like somebody to go in there because he looks good.
Yeah.
And he's got a freaking mouth.
Yeah.
So I just think that like he'd be good like an objection, abstain, Your Honor.
Abstain.
Second, whatever.
That's you. You abstain.
But you know, I have a legal
she
question.
She knows about abstinence. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so
listen, let's take a break. Call our guest.
Oh, we got to call. Okay, tell everybody about our guest.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be calling Lori Mintz, and her book is A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex. And what?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm just okay.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Sanders into it. I think it sounds good. I think it's probably really a great book.
Tired, awake, it's all good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dead,
you
alive.
Know? And so I thought it might be interesting. So let's give her a call and see what it's about. And she's probably got like a program and everything. And
Hello, this is Lori Mintz.
Yes, Lori, good morning to you. This is Sam and Kara calling you from L.A. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
We're well. Thank you very much. And where are we calling you? What part of the country are you in?
Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Wow. And what kind of weather do you guys have there right now? Is it hot and humid?
Hot and muggy. Oh, exactly. Probably not as nice as Los Angeles.
No, yeah. No place is as nice as Los Angeles.
So it's really hot and muggy. That's good. It's good make-out weather, huh?
Yeah.
Hot and muggy
Not
sex.
Unless you have air conditioning.
Yeah. It must make women tired. When because maybe that's what drove you to writing the book. Lori, you wrote the book, A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex. And I sort of could relate to it because I'm a tired woman. I mean, I'm a tired man.
No, you're just hot and muggy.
I'm a tired man, so I thought. But I know your book focuses on women, so tell us a little bit. What are some of the reasons women are too tired for sex?
Well, there are so many reasons that women are too tired for sex. It can be because they have relationship problems, they're upset with their spouse. It can be because of infertility or a trauma. It can be because of medical issues, such as a poor thyroid, or medication, such as birth control or bladder medicine. But when you ask women, why are you too, you know, don't feel like having sex, why is your sex drive diminished? The number one reason they will tell you is I am simply too busy, too tired, and mostly too stressed out to have sex.
Yeah, and I can imagine, I remember like after we had our first child, you know, it takes up all your time, you know, you never have any time for anything.
I don't get it. Can I just say this? I don't get it. I have friends that personally are affected by this, and I'm passing your book along because I think this is going to be very, very helpful. I skimmed over it. But for somebody that's not married and I don't have those same kind of life stresses, I mean, it's like somebody telling me, are you too tired to eat? Hell no. Pass the enchiladas. And the margarita. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not too... Like, we'll figure out a real easy way to get this done. We'll figure out, like, the laid-back sex version. You know, let's come up with, like, all the different ways we can do this minimally. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. Continue. Back to you. I'm done.
Why, hey, man. So you don't think people get tired?
No, I know they do. I just don't relate. I'm not in the same position.
I see,
so
yeah.
I'm just saying to me...
Well, you don't relate because you don't have sex. It doesn't matter.
So whatever.
Okay, let's go back to Lori.
Back to you, Lori. It just sounds like so much fun. Like, why are you so tired?
So yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard to fathom that somebody would be too tired for sex, you know? So go ahead and get into that a little bit.
It is hard to fathom. For people who aren't experiencing low sexual desire, it is really hard to fathom. But this is something that happens so commonly to women after children, after in marriage, and there's reasons for that, both psychological and biological, why women are more affected by their sex, by stress and exhaustion than our men. But one of the things that you're talking about, I can't imagine that happening, is actually one of the ways that I help women get back their sex drive is by having them remember that sex is something that's fun, that sex is enjoyable, that sex is good for them physically, emotionally, relationship. Because so many times women simply, when they're tired and exhausted, stop thinking about sex. They stop remembering that it was something fun for them and instead start thinking about it as another need to fulfill of somebody else.
Right, right. Now, I would imagine this is mostly for women in relationships, right, who have been with the same person for a while. Because I can't imagine too many single people being too tired for that.
That's exactly right. My book is really aimed at helping the large number of married women, women in long-term relationships, because those are the ones who are saying that they've become too tired for sex.
Right. Now, do you think that maybe they say they're tired, but they're simply just not, maybe they're bored already after having done it for a year or two or three or seven, you know?
Yeah, actually, that, you know, you raised two points. One is the longer you go without sex, the less sex you want. So sex is the best way to get interested in sex again. And the other point you make is the boredom. And I have a whole chapter in my book where I say just that, you need to make sure it's not that you're too tired for sex. It may be that you're tired of the sex you're having.
Right.
And if so, I provide a number of ways to enliven one's sex life.
Right. So what are some of the things? I mean, you talked that there are biological reasons, sometimes physical reasons, and psychological. So this book came about. Tell us a little bit about the background. How did you decide to write the book? What is it that prompted you to say
there's a problem
here?
He wants to know your dirty secrets, is what he's saying.
That's not what I want
to
say.
I'm happy to tell them. I actually wrote about some of them in the book, so I'm
what
happy to talk about it. Basically, after I was a very, very high sex drive woman most of my life, and then after my first child, my sex drive sort of hit bottom, and I thought, my heavens, what's going on? And then after my second child, this was about my sex drive just completely went into hiding. But unlike, because I had had a sex drive, because I'm a psychologist and know how important sex is to relationships, I wasn't content with simply saying, oh, well, there it goes. And I started reading the literature, the self-help literature and the psychological literature. I started talking to friends, and I was just floored to find that almost every woman I talked to in my situation said, yeah, me too. I've got,
wow.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And so I started working on my own and developed a treatment program that worked for me. I got back my sex drive. I started telling my friends. They started telling other people. And then what happened to me is what happens to many psychologists. I started specializing in treating a problem that I'd overcome myself and eventually wrote my treatment program into this book. And finally, I've now, as a professor, studied the book. I did a randomized clinical trial on it, meaning that I had women who read it and who didn't and compared them, and women who read the book increased their sex drive by 60%.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did you come up with the program?
Basically, much by understanding. The first part was understanding why women's sex drive diminishes, both biological and psychological, and working on those. And I basically used everything I know as a psychologist, both about stress management and about sexuality, and put it all together in one program.
Right.
I've got a question. You know, I've heard it said on the Millionaire Match show on Bravo, she tells all the guys, she says, women get turned on between the ears. And I think that I know of friends of mine that they can't be sexually stimulated if there are unresolved issues between their partner and they don't feel like their emotional needs are being met. And yet, you know, maybe they're not intentionally trying to deprive their husband sexually, but they can't go there if they don't feel those emotional needs are being fulfilled. What do you think about that as being a major component?
I have a 5-step treatment program, and one of the steps is thoughts. And in that step, I say just what you're saying, that for many women, the most important sex organ is between their ears. I actually told a client that once, and she said, oh my, all these years I've been looking at the wrong place. But I really believe that on the level you're talking about, for many women, if they're angry, resentful, upset, hurt, they can't just let it go and enjoy sex. But there's a couple other components about why the brain and one's thoughts are so important. Women stop thinking about sex when they're tired and stressed, and so starting to just remember sex, think about sex, fantasize is important. And finally, the other thing is the research is very clear. Women get distracted during sex. If they have unresolved issues, they think about work, they think about their kids, they think about what they're angry about. And we need to learn to shut off our brain during sex by focusing on mindfulness techniques and the body sensation.
Yeah.
Do you do something with men to smack them around a bit and help them to see that they have to be emotionally in tune or something? Because I know women that I've had conversations with that are like, you know what, I just feel like I'm just supposed to be on now, I'm just supposed to be available, and they could maybe do it, but they won't because they feel like they're being used and things like that. I mean, how much of this is a two-way street, or do women just have to manage this side?
Sex is always a two-way street in a relationship, and that's why the second step in my treatment program is communication, is talk. You have to learn to talk about what you want and ask for your needs both inside and outside of the bedroom. It doesn't mean you'll always get them met, but one cannot expect their partners to mind read what they want either emotionally or sexually, and that takes conversing. It takes compromise and communication.
Yeah. You know what I found in your book? One thing that was interesting is scheduling sex, actually having like sex dates with your partner. And you claim that this pretty much works, right?
Absolutely. But so many people say, oh my gosh, how unromantic,
right.
You know, so I don't call it scheduled sex, I call it tryst, and I point out that really all sex is pre-orchestrated. Even the sex we think about is spontaneous from, you know, maybe single years. You know, it's well orchestrated. It's not spontaneous. And when you've got, you know, say for a married couple that has two jobs, you know, two kids, you know, just all kinds of responsibilities, it isn't going to happen unless it's carved out and planned and there's time made and put aside for that. And anticipating those trysts can be really exciting. Get one in the mood for it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, you know. And, you know, Kiara, you don't really understand it because you're not really in a long relationship and you don't have a very high-stress life, you know. That's what I'm saying.
I should just kill myself.
You wait
Sorry.
Till you're in your 40s, your 50s, and we'll talk.
No, this isn't a judgment. Yeah. I actually said I don't relate. So that's kind of understood, Sam.
Okay.
I said I don't relate because I'm single and fabulous. No, I'm just playing. My point is I don't relate, and that's why I asked the question. Back to you.
All right. Lori, so do you have a website where people can learn a little bit more before they get the book?
Absolutely. It's www.drlorimintz.com, and Lori is spelled L-A-U-R-I-E. And Mintz is spelled M-I-N-T-Z.
Great. LoriMintz.com. And the book is A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex. And you can find it everywhere. And Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. Very informative. I'm passing your book along.
Congratulations
on
the book.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. It's a timeless topic. And, you know, I think people can get a lot of use out of this. So
I think so, too.
I hope so.
Lori, thank you so much for your time and all the best to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Very nice lady.
I got a question for you, Sam.
Yes.
Do you feel like men get tired?
Yes.
Oh, they do. Okay.
I didn't know that. No, I
do. You just seem like you're ready to go anytime.
I am, but you know, when it comes right down to it, sometimes I just get too tired, you
really?
Know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
after about a half an hour, so you can get tired.
Yeah. but you guys wouldn't know. You're still young and everything, so enjoy yourselves while you can. That's why I'm telling you, get as much sex as you can because it's not always going to be there.
Okay, well, I think I'll live.
Okay. So, well, cool. So back to you, Sandor.
Back to me.
Yeah. I would imagine you don't get tired for sex at this point.
No, not at all.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Actually, you know what? That's pretty complicated question.
It is.
I do date a girl who's completely, completely awesome, and I will say I'm in a relationship.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Cool. How long has it been?
It's been a little while. Oh, thank you very much. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's I've known her for about a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. And so I guess it's not Kiara.
No,
it's not.
I'm not been near lying about my life. Hey, secretly I've got this stud lawyer boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to keep him a secret because he's so ugly.
Okay, so you guys met and everything, and what was the next step? I mean, you expected it to sort of naturally progress and everything, and then you realized you hit a wall, right?
I realized with
Kiara.
No, oh, me, we gotta get off. Yeah, we're just like a hey, hi.
Well, yeah, now you are, but
well, no, it didn't go on very long. It was like a couple hangouts, and we were like buds, and pretty much told me he's like, sex is he's very sexual, and it's a big part of his appetite, and he's not planning on. He didn't, and I respect that. He's like, look.
I'm not planning on waiting 4 months before.
4 months, because that's so long. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. Christ. Take a survey.
Hey, Jesus loves you. Don't use his name in vain, okay? Anyway. He was like, he's like, hell to the no. And so, we're still buds, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's all good.
Some guys get angry.
No. Anger's not the way to go.
It's not. Just move on, man. Cut your losses.
Like, exactly.
Two hangouts? Really? That was really invested? Anyway, but no, he's seeing somebody who's pretty awesome, and they're working it out, and I'm sure you guys have a really sexual appetite, I don't know, sexually.
Sexual bulk. Appetite, sexually, sexual.
Yeah, well, this is sexual. The prime of your life, you know. Are you, you're in your 20s still? Or?
Thank you very much. I'm 31.
31, cool. Yeah. Well, that's cool. No, because I figured, so you didn't go straight out of college to law school, right?
He did his thing. He was all over the place, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, I took a detour and I did sales and did all sorts of stuff. I mean, I worked I've worked here and there. I've managed restaurants. I've done all sorts of weird jobs. And then once I knew that I needed to really step it up and do something, I took the LSAT and went to law school, and the rest is history. Yeah, I loved it.
That's cool.
It's totally awesome.
So do you like it? I mean, so far,
I love
you like it.
Yeah. I love it. It's awesome.
Well, you better. You invested so much time into it.
Time and money and everything else. But no, you know what? I have my own little practice, and I've got a great client who I work for most of the time, and gosh, it's wonderful. I love it.
That's cool.
I can't say anything
bad
about it.
Do you find, like, because, I mean, I've worked in law firms and stuff with, there's, like, that attitude that, that lawyers are all kind of like that jerk kind of,
The cleaning lady she worked there.
I wasn't a cleaning lady. What does that mean?
Janitorial technician.
Not that I'm above being a cleaning lady. If they're hiring, please call me. But no.
What it means is I wanted to clarify you weren't doing any lawyer work.
I was about... Oh, God forbid I think I'm too smart, Sam. Of course. No, I was a freaking temp anyway.
Yeah,
such a dork. Is that your with your little red glasses on? Listen.
What the fuck's wrong with my glasses?
I love your glasses, but remember you told me that I like your glasses. You're like, yeah, I do too. And they told you that most women get these glasses.
Right.
And you were like,
yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is wrong with my glasses?
What the fuck is wrong?
Anyway, no, I was temping at a very prestigious law firm.
Very prestigious.
Prestigious. Anyway, what I experienced is there's a kind of a cold clinical vibe. They all love me now. They just don't ask me to do anything because I'll mess it up. But the copy machine has gone haywire on me way too many times, and it's like,
That was the fax machine, by the way.
Whatever. It all just needs to stay in the other side of the room, and we need to not have a conversation about it. But the thing is that, it's kind of a jerky, kind of like, I'm a lawyer, jerk, and so...
Wish you guys could have the visual on that, though. Yeah. That was awesome.
Jerk. Anyway, but Sanders said, like, do you think you're that guy?
Do I think I'm a jerk? Let's see. Hold on. No, definitely not. No. I actually have my own little solo practice, my own little office.
He's got pep in his step. You got like this happy little pep in your step.
Hell yeah! Why not?
I know he's got like a bushy tail that wags, that kind of thing. Like a little.
Hey, relax about the tail.
But you know what I mean. Like you seem very excited about it, and so some people seem jaded, is what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, maybe they got burned out. Maybe this was just not for them. Maybe they really didn't want to do this, and they just figured that they were Poindexters all their life, and they got great grades, and hey, this is the logical next step. Yeah. For me, I didn't really have to do this. I just wanted to. So that's completely, it's a different thing.
And the thing with Sander is funny is he cusses like a sailor. Like, he cusses like a major dude sailor.
I haven't today,
No,
though, right?
You haven't. Thank you goodness. Are doing so good. And I'm just saying, how has that been? Because, going to the professional, in this profession, you can't be like, but like throwing it down, It's just funny. Is that hard for you?
No. Not,
it's gotten good.
It's gotten pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Not one F-bomb or S-bomb or any other bomb.
Nothing, man. Nothing. You're not saying dude. You can't say dude, right?
Nah, not too much.
You can't be like, dude, you better back off my client.
It all depends on how your client is. I had this one client who was like a total surfer guy, and he said dude, and I said dude, and we were just dudes.
Yeah. No, are you originally from L.A.?
Yeah, originally from the San Fernando Valley, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unusual,
Yeah.
Not many people are born here.
No, definitely. Everybody just flocks here after a while.
Yeah. Have you traveled at all? Did you have any time with all the schooling?
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I have traveled quite a bit. I was actually in England this winter.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. London's an awesome city. I've been all around Europe, and I've done a little bit of traveling.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's cool. So, okay, well, let's take a short break real quick, and we'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us.
And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
First of all, why did we play that?
Why not?
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
I'm just curious if there was a reason. You just had a little time on your hands. You thought that was funny?
Well, the Ronald Reagan thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Oh, I haven't played it in a long time. So.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad to know. So, since we have a lawyer in here, mm-hmm. I'm just going to grill him on stuff, even though he hasn't been keeping up with his stuff.
Okay.
So, updating on the Mel Gibson tapes, okay?
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So, this is what I found, and this is on EW.com, and it said, okay, let me just kind of sum this up a bit. It's talking about the tapes and the different ramifications and can these be admissible in court. So give me a second. I'm going to kind of read through it. You know, there's a part in the tape where she said something about him hitting her and he said, "You deserved it," which we're not sure if that's alleged or if that's true. Also, a few other instances is he talked about, you know, burying her in a rose garden. Who knows if he was just a little pissed. Or if that was...
Probably just needed some fertilizer.
You know, he's trying to blow it off. It says, normally California law requires two-party consent for recording phone conversations, and it seems that Grigorova, whatever her name is, may have recorded Gibson without his knowledge, but as a...
Remember I brought this up to you?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's not admissible in court.
Well, this
not
is
that
what,
I'm a lawyer, but...
No, but this is what they said, but as a criminal defense attorney explains, without his consent, there is still a chance the recordings could make it into the evidence. Generally, there's a presumption that they are not admissible, okay, going on. It says, however, there is an exception under, you know, Penal Code 63, whatever, blah, blah, says that in certain types of cases they can be admissible, but that is a factual injury.
Inquiry,
sorry.
He knows without reading.
Yeah.
He says, a judge would have to rule on that exception, he explains, only comes into play in kidnapping, bribery, extortion, and crimes involving threats of violence. Essentially, that means it's up to Grigorova's legal team to convince a judge that the infamous rants should be admitted. But according to defense attorney blah, 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 if someone is calling you to say, I'm going to bury you in a rose garden, and I have the ability to do that, I think that's a reasonable inference of criminal threat. I got to go back to Hooked on Phonics. Anyway, so they're going over the idea that, you know, are these really threats? Mm-hmm. If they are, they could be admissible in court. And yeah. Also, you know, did he know he was being recorded? Anyway, it's just a sticky situation. I mean, some people think she's totally out for money and that she kind of staged some of this. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'll tell you. First off, my thoughts are, I got a text this morning about 20 minutes before I arrived here. Oh, yeah, by the way, research the Mel Gibson case. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks for the notice. Excellent.
I said you're a pro.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I don't do criminal at all. Nevertheless, I read it. And, I mean, again, you know, is the judge is going to have to make that determination. I mean, it's an evidentiary question. Obviously, she wants that recording admitted. And obviously, he wants it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, when you get people behind closed doors, I mean, I lived with crazy growing up. I heard what my stepmom and my dad, I mean, she was vacuuming one day, pissed off at my dad. She's like, Dale, you dick cheese. She
yelled, what?
Dick cheese. She yelled dick cheese. I laughed so hard. I think I was like,
oh, gross.
17 or 16 or something. I was like,
excuse me while
15.
I throw up.
Yeah. But I mean, she yelled at him. She called him dick cheese.
What else did she call him? That's pretty good, man.
She was not a very happy woman growing up. Hopefully she's doing better. But my point is that they got into some knockdown drag outs, but not on his end as far as threats. But I mean, she, you know, she threatened a lot of stuff, you know. But I mean, how do you know? You know, and she had the capability of doing some of it too. But I'm just saying, I'm not trying to downplay what he said because it is scary, freaking horrific. But
that guy's just got a bad track record. He just needs to fucking.
He needs to not.
I almost did.
Yeah, you almost did. Sorry, but no. Okay, so he has a bad track record, but does he have a track record with violence? No.
Probably not with violence. I don't think he does.
No, that's my point. He doesn't.
Right.
He's not. I mean, he said anti-Semitic remarks. He's been, you know, publicly intoxicated. I think the DUI type thing. And then, you know, he's got these bouts of anger. But does that make the person? It's not illegal. It just is really bad press.
Right. Right.
Unless he was threatening her, and unless he had the ability to do so. I don't know. You know what? Again.
How do threats work though? If it never happens. Like, how does that work? I mean, like, hey, I'm gonna kill you. But like, you never do it. You never plan it. You don't have
any
evidence.
So the telephone is different. You know what? I don't think it should be let in. But that's for a judge to decide, really.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're saying he probably won't go to jail. You know, so I don't think he will. But
well, yeah,
but still, I mean, you know, and obviously he doesn't care about his reputation. I mean, he's said worse things than this, and he's still out there. You know, so
he's still out there movies. Among us.
Yeah,
he's still out there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Then we have Lindsay Lohan, and I know that there's all the conflict with, you know, her dad getting in the press, and then there's issues with, you know, the lawyers that she's had, and as far as saying that she wasn't being managed properly from her attire,
right,
and that her image wasn't being really, you know, kind of monitored. I mean, did you see the nail polish that said F you?
Yes, in the court.
In the court, she had like nail polish that was like F you. And
such the rebel.
I know. I'm just like, and now she, in my point, and he was like, you know, I would have managed every aspect of her appearance. I mean, you know, I don't know how that slips by unless it was kind of tiny, the F you though. Mm-hmm. You'd have to really know. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe that's not on the lawyer, but they're kind of. She's got a new lawyer now.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think she stands a chance?
She's a mess.
Well, the thing is that she said that she did what she could to get to the meetings and everything, and not to violate her probation. But what she did is she missed things according to her jobs, quote unquote, and then she would make up for it the next week and go three times to something or whatever. It doesn't work like that in the legal field.
You know what? I have no opinion on this.
Really? No whatsoever. Does it?
First off, Lindsay Lohan. I mean, hey, celebrities in general, they don't know me. I don't really keep tabs. I certainly don't know how to talk today.
Yeah.
Keep tabs on them. But I mean, in this case, I mean, this is all. Was it like a probation thing? She had to go to like.
She violated
classes.
Probation. She was supposed to go to some classes. And
you're supposed to follow the rules, and if you don't follow the rules, you're lucky if you don't get busted. That's pretty much.
Really?
That's pretty much like the
crux. You don't get to like rearrange it the way it fits your schedule.
You shouldn't be able to.
No, okay.
It's a punishment. It's in lieu of like going to jail. So
okay.
I mean, they're giving you a freebie. You know. As far as that goes. So.
Yeah, well, that was kind of her argument.
Yeah.
She's like, I was just kind of, you know, micromanaging my time a bit, and I needed to be here, I needed to be there, and then she...
Yeah.
Poor thing.
So do you think you're always going to stay with business law, or do you want to get into defense law and stuff, too?
You know, I wouldn't mind getting into criminal law. My dad has practiced criminal for about 15 years in the city attorney and the DA's office. So, you know, eventually, maybe if he retires, we'll go into practice together and start.
There you go.
Well, but doesn't business law a little boring?
No, I'll tell you this. You know what? It may seem boring and dry, but I like writing contracts. I like doing documents. I like making deals. I like negotiating with people and hammering people down and getting people to acquiesce to what I'm asking of them. Yeah. So
I'd so beat you if I was a lawyer. I'd so put the smack down. I would
dude,
so be better.
Torched.
No, I would totally.
I beat
be
some dude from D.C. a couple weeks ago.
Really?
You would get torched.
Was he good?
Yeah,
was
I mean,
a little loser.
I'll tell you, not a lot of losers in that firm. It was with that one case from back east. That whole. no refund, turned refund thing. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it didn't take long enough. It didn't take long for them to just pretty much just throw in the towel. So.
Yeah, well, how about this? Ready for this case?
You know what? I'm ready.
Okay, this is what we did. My friends always put me on the phone when they're trying to get out of their cell phone contracts and they're trying to pay a fine. Let me tell you what I do. You ready for this? Classic. I torched them. I totally torched them. Let me tell you what I did. Okay, so they're trying to say you have to pay a fine to get out of your contract, and they're saying we've brought people out there to see if there is service in your area, and they tested that there's service. However, they didn't go inside their apartment, things like that.
They wanted to pretty much be released out of the contract because they're alleging that there's no service in their
area.
In their
house where they live, they do not have service. Are they supposed to go outside every time they need to make a phone call on the street?
I'll tell you this, that's a tough one. That's actually pretty interesting, because I mean, if in the area they didn't have service, then you can make an argument that, hey, I'm not getting the benefit of this cell phone service. And that's basically what you signed up for. Whenever you sign up for any service, you're supposed to get something in return. You pay money.
That's what
and
I said.
In return,
that's
quid pro quo. But in this case, gosh, I don't know. Maybe it's
there's service in the area, but not in their home.
That's
called bullshit, is what it is. And let me tell you what I did. I said, listen, straight up, what happens when I pay you money for something, a product and or service, and I don't get it?
They said, go on your goddamn roof and use your phone.
No, I said, it's called stealing. So essentially what you're doing is you're taking our money, right? You're taking it every month.
Unjust
and
enrichment.
And you are not giving the product and or service. Is that correct? Yes. So that would be called thieving. You guys are thieves. You're little robbers, right?
Robbers.
Little robbers? You little burglars?
Yeah.
I got them to say
that's
yes.
That's the legal term.
I got them to say yes to the robbers.
I got them to say yes that it's essentially, it's like stealing. This is stealing.
Nice.
She cannot use the service.
Nice.
You know?
And so what happened?
So I got her out of it.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean,
awesome.
The thing is, you got to fight everybody to get the top. Just don't even worry with the middle people.
I'm pretty surprised you have the energy for that. Most people don't. That's why they hire me.
Yeah. Really? Well, you know, maybe I should start a side job. Maybe just,
yeah.
Hey, you want some non-really legal but legal advice? It's cheaper.
I just realized I have a great question for you.
All right.
I went to small claims. I won. Okay? Now, the guy's not paying me. So I sent him a letter.
How much was it? Was it
about $2,500?
Okay, all right. He's not paying.
So he's not paying. So I sent him a letter, one of those forms where he's supposed to submit his assets and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even reply to that. What is the next step? I mean, what do you do? Is there a way to actually reclaim your money?
How would you like 15 out of that, and I'll keep the rest, and I'll get 15 for you?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
No, but come on. You're on the radio. Cough it up. What do you do?
No, really. I mean, but is there a way for people to get away, to get out of having to pay?
Yeah, they just duck and dodge and skirt. And if they don't receive, you know, I mean, if they're an employee, then you could garnish the heck out of them.
Right.
If they've got a house, you could levy that. I mean, for
right. But you have to go to the court, and then they make.
There's
that
all
decision
sorts of procedures. I mean, there's all sorts of procedures, all sorts of paperwork. It could be a headache. And, you know, I mean, there are ways to do it. I mean, if you go to, God, what is that website? I'm about to give up. You know what? I think I'll not give up the website.
Okay.
Just ask everybody to go to my website. I'm just kidding.
Okay, good. So go ahead. Cause
LA
we
courts,
are out of time.
LASuperiorCourt.gov, I think.
Right.
Is a website you go to, and you can answer all questions for you. And
that's true. That's where I went in the beginning.
Yeah.
So,
where's your
okay, cool.
Website?
Why don't you go ahead and plug your website? Because
yeah.
We are out of time.
SandorCarrasco.com, spelled S-A-N. DORCARRASCO, SandorCarrasco.com. Any sort of business stuff, contracts.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, the guy's got a lot of energy, so he's probably gonna, win whatever it is you.
Yeah,
need
he's
to.
He's relentless.
Somebody owes you money. It's all good.
All right, Sandor, thank you so much for coming in, man. You're
thank
a
you
lot
very
of
much.
Fun.
Appreciate it.
And good luck with the relationship and everything, I guess.
Excellent.
Kira is in your past now.
Well, we weren't much of a past.
All right, Kira, thank you so
much.
Okay,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Take care.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.